You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game Time Decisions presents the DFS Lineup Lock Hour, sponsored by DailyRoto.com.
DFS. 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 Last night, DFS was able to buy me dinner. DFS equals dinner. We'll take
nothing
it.
Nothing wrong with dinner.
Yeah, you bought me a pizza.
Sure did.
$12.
Nah, good one. Three topping.
$12 with our strong NHL plays last night. Our value lineup actually came into play. So we got a late night in the National Hockey League tonight. Tomorrow night it'll be funny in the NHL playing on DraftKings.
Cause, NBA back.
Yeah, all these guys will go back to basketball. Guys like Tony Cincata.
Now, he might stick with hockey, though. You never know.
Guys like Tony Cincata.
He'll just play everything.
Come on. Know what happens?
If there was Greyhound DraftKings racing, like dog racing, Tony would put a lineup together. What's up, Tony?
I'm all fired up. Last night was a crazy night. I was up about, so I invested 108 in the NHL last night, $108. I was up $2,000 at one point, and then it went down to about 1,200. And then the Vancouver goalie let up four consecutive power play goals, and I woke up and said, "WTF? WTF?"
What did it go down to? Zero?
No, I made money. I made $42. $2,200 to $42.
Oh,
so
my
I got
God!
Nice,
God.
Could go Chris. But
yeah. Okay. Seriously, now you're going to Sizzler.
Yeah, when I said I want dinner on DraftKings hockey last night, I mean Domino's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
not Ruth's Chris.
Yeah, no, so
no, I can't even afford, like, Applebee's.
Too expensive.
No, like, I want a pizza from Domino's.
Yeah. Not bad.
Not Jeez. Including tip.
Not including tip.
All right, let's bring in a man who's going to be playing for some big money this weekend in Toronto as DraftKings, a hockey tournament. And, you know, you hear the odds, and it's the one thing that me and Cam are just idiots. But there are a lot of smart people at the Fantasy Sports Radio True. Network and DailyRoto.com. I was talking earlier about how I like it from me being more of a sports bettor. That I like the percentages, and I like all the work that the research that goes into it saves me time, specifically for golf top 20 Big matchups, etc. But Colin Drew is a part of the team that does the hockey projections, and you know the proof is evident. I mean, he's playing in the final, he's playing in the championship. Colin Drew steps up and in. DailyRoto.com. What's going on, Colin? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy week over at Daily Roto. NBA All-Star break, and obviously I was pretty fortunate to win my seat to Toronto last weekend, and then Mike Leone, who's one of the NBA guys over at Daily Roto, actually won $30,000 last night in NHL based on that Colorado team going off against Tony's goalie. I guess. So four goals were bad for Tony, but they were great for us.
How do you feel about that, Tony?
Yeah, F. Leone, the guy won $20,000 playing golf 2 weeks ago. Tell him to send me $2,200.
He's got to tip his dealers.
And what's the deal, too, Colin? What's the deal, too? Like, Leone, you know what, Colin? My grandfather played for Team Canada in the Olympics. He played for the Montreal Canadiens. I grew up in Montreal playing hockey. I went to Domino's Pizza last night. Leone, a guy can't name one NHL player to save his life.
Yeah, maybe
a Buffalo Sabre because he's a Bills fan. And he wins $30,000. But this just goes to show the power of the DailyRoto.com projections, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's obviously not every night is that crazy, but the Colorado Avalanche top line with Nathan MacKinnon back last night was our top-ranked stack of the night. And then the Toronto Maple Leafs third line, actually, the Bozak JVR line, was our top value stack. And so he just put those two lines together with Freddie Anderson in net, and he had a really solid start. And then
Anderson was the key.
I was at the game. The guy stood on his head. It was amazing.
Anderson's the key right there. Unbelievable. What, 40 saves again?
Oh, yeah. This guy's getting more rubber than Durex. And I'll tell you something. He was standing on his head, Gabe. He was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Hey, Colin, I got to ask you something about hockey. And we and Gabe talk about this. it's one of those sports. It's a little more random than the other ones. What do you do when you're putting that lineup together? I know Leone won the 30K. You're a big winner. Do you start with the goaltenders? What's your advice? Does it change? But I know goaltending is really important. Tell us about this draft strategy when you're putting a hockey lineup together.
Yeah, goaltending is usually the last or one of the last after the defenseman. The first thing I like to look at is the stacks. So most of the time in the tournaments, because it is random, when you do have a line that scores, you know, two or three goals, you know that if the center scores those goals, the wingers are going to be picking up the assists. And so that was one of the big things for Mike last night, is that the Colorado Avalanche, he had three forwards and he had Tyson Barrie on defense. So when they went off for four goals, you know, he was picking up four goals and eight assists for his fantasy lineup and really rocketing up the leaderboard. So that's the first thing I try to look at is, you know, who are the top teams that are in really good spots, but then also what are the kind of three-man forward combos that I want to play on a given night.
Colin, how many's too many guys in a hockey lineup? That's the one thing, because we talk about stacks in a lot of sports, whether it's baseball, you know, football. How many's too many players in a hockey lineup?
I like to go, a lot of times I'll go three forwards, a defenseman from their power play unit, and then the goaltender, just because I figure if my forwards are scoring, you know, two or three goals, then it's really likely the goalie's going to win. It's not very often your forwards are going to score three goals, but the goalie's going to give up four or five. So it's kind of just securing the win and goal. And so I think four guys is kind of the maximum as far as the forwards and defense that I like to go, unless it's like a really short two or three game slate. And then you can probably, you know, load up five or six. We like to call that a Josh stack after one of the guys who started doing that more often.
Were you... Where did you grow up? Like, did you grow up a hockey fan? You've been a lifelong hockey fan? Or are you more of an analytics numbers guy who's just sort of found value and success in hockey?
Yeah, I grew up in New Hampshire, so not too far away from Montreal where I grew up.
Yeah, that's hockey country.
That is.
New Hampshire. Good university program.
Yeah, so I would always go to the Dartmouth hockey games was the town that I was in, or we'd go down to the UNH games sometimes. So I definitely grew up, I played hockey my whole life. But I think that the numbers side of it and being able to put together the projections is what has been, you know, most successful for me as far as fantasy hockey, is just trying to be able to, a lot of people, you know, everyone kind of has NFL projections of different types, and not many people have the hockey stuff. So I think being able to have that
great point.
Is a big advantage.
I was going to ask you that, actually. Are there's less numbers MIT guys, right? You're getting attacked less in hockey. It seems like they sort of avoid hockey for the most part.
Yeah, and you know, part of that is most of the weeks the prize pools are smaller. Obviously, last week with the NBA All-Star break, we had some really big prizes, and you know, they've been doing a good job growing the games, but historically, like, hockey prize pools are smaller, and you know, the money is what's going to drive, you know, all the stat guys to put together stuff for NBA and really attack that spot. So I think it's left fantasy hockey in a really great spot where, you know, you can make a good amount of money without a ton of work. And, you know, that's been something that I've really had a lot of fun doing over the past few years. I think hockey is not a great season-long sport for me. It's just like managing the waiver wire and stuff is a struggle. So the daily hockey is something that I've loved over the past few years.
All right, people tuning in right now are like, oh, yeah, that's all good, guys. All right, yeah. You're all winning a lot of money, but
we're not.
What about tonight?
Yeah, what about tonight?
What about tonight? We've got three games on the board here, Colin, tonight. We've got the Ottawa Senators and Chicago Blackhawks. We know about the Blackhawks and the amount of goals that they've been giving up as of late. We've got the Dallas Stars, so the total of six there. Shaded to the over. So, you know, we have two sixes on the board. But they're projecting the Ottawa one. The Ottawa one's -125. Dallas and the Ducks are 5.5, but there could be goals in that game as well. And we've got Calgary and Vegas, which I get the feeling, you know, is, you know, do you stack the Stens and the Blackhawks game and then the Flames and the Golden Knights? I mean, the Golden Knights have been an over machine from a betting perspective, Colin. A lot of goals scored in Vegas Knights games. Looking at tonight's thin slate, where would you start a stack with?
Yeah, if you can afford it, which I think you can, because we'll talk about Chicago in a little bit, but I definitely think the Vegas Knights top line is the top ranked stack, and they've kind of had the most upside consistently. And the Vegas Knights specifically are a team that's been incredible on home ice, whether that's the Vegas hangover or, you know, teams getting carried away when they go there the night before, I don't know, but their home record is remarkable.
Me and Cam are going to Vegas for March Madness. We're going to get carried away and have a hangover.
And you're not going to play hockey the next day, though, are you?
No, we'll be betting it.
We might go to the game, though. Minnesota, well, we might.
We'll see how the NCAA tournament goes if we can get our stacks of cash.
Yeah, speaking of stacks, you need stocks to get in down there, guys. They're a trendy team right now.
True.
Okay, so yeah, you mentioned it. These guys, Perron, Marchessault.
Carlson's a guy to look at.
I mean, you look at Vegas, you're right, man. These guys routinely put 5 goals up when they play at home.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the top line with Marchessault, Carlson, and Riley Smith, that you also have the benefit they all play on the same power play unit. So you know that if they're scoring, whether it's on the power play or even strength, that those other guys are going to be on the ice picking up assists. So that's one of the biggest benefits of the Vegas team tonight. Whereas you go to the Hawks, and, you know, obviously Ottawa has been trashed defensively recently, but the Hawks lines are tough right now. You have, like, Tommy Wingles, who's skating with Sadden Taves, and you got, you know, Thomas Jerko is going to be skating with Kane tonight. So I think, like, the Vegas Knights, you definitely want to full stack the full top line. But with the Chicago lines, it's pretty tough to place, like, Tommy Wingles or Jerko. So I think, you know, in that situation, maybe just going with 2 of the forwards and a defenseman is a better way to go.
How do you approach a defenseman? Do you like to spend up, or do you look for value guys?
It's definitely a case by case. The night that I won the qualifier, I was lucky because Dougie Hamilton had a hat trick and he was on my team. Threw one in from behind the goal line for the 3rd goal, so I was going crazy when that happened. But I like to usually I want to make sure they're at least playing the power play. So if I can find a cheap power play defenseman, then I'm comfortable with that. Someone like Brandon Montour, you know, fits that
Bingo.
Role sometimes.
I've got him in my lineup tonight.
Nice.
I like what you're saying here, because I've got Marchessault and Perron in my lineup tonight, and I've got Montour as one of my defensemen.
Yeah, and then I think, you know, someone like Nate Schmidt, if you're playing Vegas, would make sense to pair up. I know that he moved to the power play with Shea Theodore going out, so he's a guy that I think is a little bit underpriced. And then you also look for guys who are, you know, can contribute offensively and block shots, because that's a little bit underrated for fantasy hockey. So a guy like Duncan Keith, you know, maybe even if he doesn't score, he's still going to block a couple shots, take a couple shots. And on a small slate like tonight, that might be enough with, you know, all the forwards that you could fit in.
Tony, yep. you got anything for Colin?
Colin, what's the when we look at it tonight, we have only 3 games. Goaltending, I was planning on going cheap because nobody beats the Bishop unless you have the lights out and you're in your bed after 10 o'clock.
That's definitely one approach. You know, I think I'm more inclined to go with Marc-Andre Fleury.
Okay.
I was gonna ask you, Colin. I was looking at Gabe's team there, just a sneak peek, and we're going contrarian with goalies, buddy. You're going with Rittich from Calgary, and I'm going with not Condon, but Condon from Ottawa tonight. Like, we're really going contrarian. What do you think about that, Colin?
Don't encourage us, Colin.
Sorry. I mean,
I said earlier. Listen, earlier in the week,
you don't want the broken Condon tonight, though.
No. Strong. Sheepskin.
So I said earlier in the week, and I bet on it. We all bet on it. We took the Ducks. You know, the Golden Knights, they're getting a little, you know, it's one of these deals like a pitcher that's beaten a team a couple of times.
Or a little bit of dead arm.
No, now it's like the 3rd and 4th time through the lineup. Like, the Ducks had lost 3 straight times to the Knights. And I know they were sick of it. You know, they went in there like, we're not losing tonight to this team again. We're sick of this stuff, coming to Vegas and losing. And I was correct. We nailed it.
Yep.
I don't know if they lose back-to-back games at home tonight, you know, but for fantasy purposes, you roll the dice, you put Calgary's goaltender in there, he's only $7,000 tonight, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one way in tournaments that you can do it. If you're going to go that way, then you obviously expect Calgary to score some goals. You might want to consider, you know, a forward line from them. And it is, like, on 3 games, like, you need to do something to differentiate. So if you're on a goalie that only 5% of the teams own and they win, then that's a big leg up.
Well, I don't think it's the most likely thing to happen. Everybody is going to be on Marc-Andre.
Oh, big time.
Like, you know, that
he's the most just, he's expensive.
Yeah, you know, that's just the deal. Vegas have to start losing, guys.
Well, they already got it. And I beat him the last game.
I'm not surprised if Calgary wins tonight.
No. Like, I agree with you.
I want to take Calgary and bet on them. I just don't have the
kahunas yet. Yeah. You might after. Yeah, we still got a few minutes to think about it.
I don't have
one.
The nutsack Cincata does.
Yeah.
Big balls.
It was a month ago. you know, like a month ago, Vegas might have been like a minus 180 or minus 190 favorite. So, I mean, I think it's a little telling that they're only minus 155 tonight. I know they have some injuries. Neil is out again, so maybe that's partly factoring into the lines. But I was actually a little surprised that they were this short of a favorite because I definitely think they're going to be popular.
Calgary's a good road team.
Yeah, Calgary plays better on the road than they do at home, but Vegas is in a spot where they lost the last game and got shut out. Very, very difficult spots.
And they're struggling a little bit as of late, Calgary.
True.
As well. They're struggling a little bit. All right, Colin, so tell what's the deal with the tournament? How does it work? So live championship, what does that mean? Like, how does that work? What's the process for that?
Yeah, so they're flying us up to Toronto, going to the Leafs Isles game Thursday night in a suite. So there should be tons of goals scored in that game. The Isles have just been so bad, allowing like 40 plus shots over the last few. So we're going to the Leafs game on Thursday. There's an event at the Hockey Hall of Fame on Friday night. And then on Saturday is the actual live final. There's, I think, 40 of us who are competing. First place is $100,000. Last place is like $4,000. So a big difference, obviously. Don't want to finish in last place.
So when it's live, you say, so you do your Saturday lineup and then you guys all watch the games together type thing?
Yeah, so we'll all be going to Real Sports Bar in Toronto, watching the games on a bunch of different screens there. They'll have food and drinks and everything. I honestly have no idea what it's going to be like. I've never been to a live final. Obviously, like, you're going to be rooting for your lineups, but you don't want to root too hard because, like, everybody else is going to be, you know, in the room with you. Like, it's a lot different when you're just behind a computer screen and you're cursing these guys' names and when you have to see them in person.
It's going to be a good party, I can tell you that.
Yeah, real sports
that night with all the games going on, you're in for a good time.
Yeah, I think Tony, a gold medal game maybe afterwards as well.
Tony Cincata going to Real Sports Bar. Tony's going to be in the hashtag MeToo movement. Hot waitresses. Congratulations, Colin. We got to get you on the show and talk hockey in the future.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio. Powered by WWW Fantasy Factor. Check it out, guys. You know, we talk a lot of DraftKings prices, but, you know, doesn't matter what format you're playing in, whether it's DraftKings, FanDuel, you know, Fantasy Factor, et cetera, everything that we're talking about.
Plus units, buddy.
Is prevalent. Single entries only over at www.fantasyfactor.com. And if you're looking to play some late night blackjack or, you know, some Vegas casino style games with live dealers. Check out mybcasino.ag. That's mybcasino.ag. Get a 200% sign-up bonus, baby. 200%.
I like 200%.
GTD 200. Sounds like a race.
We should
sponsor
the GTD 200.
GTD 200. Sounds like a race. Let's bring Tony Cincata, who's taking the screw job last night pretty good.
That's unbelievable. So his buddy wins and Tony loses.
Like you said, like Leone already wins all the time.
That's such bad luck.
He wins 30K, Tony. You know, me and Cam were talking about, you know how lucky he was? Like, 4-1 leads never get blown in the NHL with 8 minutes left. Like, you got screwed.
I was feeling good about it, right? I was feeling good. I'm saying, man, this hockey ain't so bad. I'm here, I'm down. And then all of a sudden I'm watching bang, bang, bang. And I'm like, F this hockey.
It's the equivalent of blowing a 35-7 football lead in the fourth quarter. Put it that way. Like, that's essentially
it's
what
nuts.
It is.
Jeez. We go back at it tonight.
Three games.
We go back at it tonight. Well, that's the whole thing with fantasy, right? You lose one day, you come back the next.
That's the thing. You can't. Nobody likes a quitter, right, Tony? You got to come back. You battle, and maybe you'll catch a break this time.
I learned from Colin there, though. Basically, I don't think I've been doing enough stacks. I've been looking for too many value picks here, and this guy, this and that. But the bottom line is, in hockey, one guy gets the point, the goal. Two others are getting the point with it.
Assists, exactly.
Yeah, it's like a rebound and points all in one in basketball, per se.
Great point.
You know,
also the goaltender. The goaltender's so key. You need rubber to get the win.
Well, you
got to
get the win.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking
for
the win. You're looking for the win. But so let's talk about tonight, Tony. And I'm glad a lot of players that Colin talked about, I already have in one of the lineups that I put together. I was rolling the dice, though, and I went with Calgary Flames backup goaltender.
Riddich.
$7,000 tonight. No one's going to own him. If Calgary wins the game, it's a big bonus. He's going to face a lot of shots. But I don't want to build all my lineups around this guy or anything. But let's jump in here. Let's start with you, Tony. What do you got for us in the NHL tonight? And don't worry, basketball fans. NBA's back tomorrow.
Yeah,
they will win some money in the NHL when all the basketball guys go and stay away from hockey again.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Gabe and Cam, every year I say, you know what? I like this during the Sixers, and I'm going to play. Well, the basketball is so insane and so crazy, and every night there's 32 people out, that it's impossible to do both and be good at it. So I'm going to try tomorrow night, and we'll see what happens to try to take care. I'm going with Ben Bishop, as I talked about in that game. I'm looking for tonight. I think it actually could be a low-scoring contest in this game. I don't know if I'm going to come up on the short end of this game, or because I like both games, and I think this game could go either way here. But I'm going to take a shot with Ben Bishop in this one, and I'm going to play the guy who I think is going to be the best player on the ice. I'm going to go with Tyler Seguin, $7,200. I'm going to go with Patrick Kane, $7,000. And then I got a couple of cheap guys. Ryan Kessler in that game, $4,000. I hate to go against my goalie, but there's two guys on Anaheim that are cheap tonight. Kessler and Cogliano at $4,000, $3,200 that I'm going to play, even though it's against my goalie because they're cheap.
I like that, Tony. I know Cogliano is one of those guys too, very, very underrated. And he can get things done.
Sagan's been cold as of late.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, he could be better. He could be better.
Just saying, the numbers haven't been there, but you know.
Patrick Kane, that guy can go off at any night, too. You want my team, Morenci, before we get into yours, buddy? Or
bring it on.
Seguin's been cold the last three games, but listen to this streak before that. 6.7, 8, 7, 9.5.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, when he gets them, he gets them in bunches, Tony.
And for the record, too, we were having fun with Tony yesterday with the Claude Giroux? Claude Giroux.
Yeah. Giroux. Oh, yeah, Giroux.
And also with Seguin. Yeah, it's not like the Penguin. I know it's spelt like that.
Seguin?
Yeah.
Sagan.
Yeah, it's Tyler Sagan.
How do you know? Have you asked his mother? I mean, we all
I went out with him last night. Yeah.
What if Mike Patrick got it wrong in 2010?
Listen, I can butcher the name Mike Smith, all right?
The good thing about Gabe,
I'm famous in mixed martial arts.
You know French names, too. That's one thing you should know.
Yeah, well,
right?
When you ask us how we know hockey names, Tony. That's the one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like Tony was arguing last night. He's like, no, it's not Giroux. It's Giroux.
You know why it wasn't Giroux? Because I was telling Cam, he's Protestant. He's not a Giroux.
I love this guy. Oh, it's a guy.
All right, Tony.
You're killing me. Sorry, Gabe. I'll get to my lineup. Sorry, Tony. Steam shrimps gets me every time.
I got
some different types of plays. I'm going with Matt Duchene, $5,500 versus Chicago tonight. I'm not sold on the Blackhawks. I'm taking some contrarian different plays. William Karlsson of Gabe's Vegas Knights, $7,000, playing on the top line on the power play. I like it. Andre Kass. He's for Anaheim, $5,000 against Dallas. Rickard Rakell from Anaheim to Dallas to Mintz. Rakell, $6,600. That's an absolute steal. Riley Smith of Vegas versus Calgary tonight, $6,500. We go cheap with the defensemen. Know what I know about these defensemen on DraftKings? You can get good guys who block a lot of shots for cheap, and if they get you a couple points, it'll be good. Thomas Chabot, I told you about him. Phaneuf's lighting it up with L.A. now. He's getting more time, $3,300. Derek Engelin of the Las Vegas Knights, $3,700. Tony, we're going with sheepskin tonight. Is it a Durex or a Trojan? It's Mike Condon at $7,300 against Chicago. And my utility is Derek Brassard at $5,000. I'm actually picking on Chicago tonight because I think Ottawa might score some goals. Morenci, you are on the clock, brother. All right,
we're going to put a new lineup together on the air here in the next second. Let's start off with Sean Monahan.
I like Monahan.
Monahan's absolutely been on fire.
Monahan
as of late. Dude, the guy's, it's unbelievable. He's got five goals. He's got five assists in the last three hockey games. He's got 10 shots on goal in the last three hockey games. Calgary and Vegas, there should be some goals this evening.
Monorail or Monahan?
Yeah, exactly. There ain't no monorail, and there never was. Monahan, $6,100. We're going to go, we're going to take a piece of an Ottawa Senator here. One of the few Senators that's actually been getting it done, and that's Derek Brassard.
Yeah, he's my utility, buddy.
Yeah, Derek Brassard, four goals and two assists in his last five games. Got 15 shots on goal in his last three games. Playing on the number one power play unit as well. Derek Brassard will be in my lineup, or at least this lineup. All right. I've got Patrick Kane. He got shut down the other night. Uncharacteristically, he got nothing. Zero fantasy
points.
That's
crazy.
Yeah,
no, he should always get a couple.
He didn't, not a shot on goal.
Shot on net, yeah.
Yeah, no,
that's lazy hockey.
Like, it's actually hard to play a game, Tony. And in today's day and age, they give you, everyone gets a block shot. Like, it's hard to play a game, Tony. Sort of like a basketball player, like when you look at his box score, he played 13 minutes, zero assists, zero rebounds, zero anything. You're like, what did you do?
Nothing.
Like, what? It's like, if you're Patrick Kane, but, Cam, how does a puck not hit you once accidentally for a block shot?
He's also the fastest player almost in the universe. So the fact
how do you
has,
not have one shot on
that? That means he was sleeping.
He mailed it in.
No, he went out probably the night before and mailed it in.
Dude, they've been in a funk. He's getting frustrated.
Correct.
Even Patrick Sharp said, without a doubt, he said, this is the most frustrating experience we've ever had as Blackhawks. Like, they're hitting new lows on a nightly basis. So I think Kane's gonna respond tonight. And Ottawa are just terrible defensively. All right, we're gonna go with David Perron.
I love Perron.
Obvious reasons, you know, with David Perron of Vegas. Here's one, man. You know, we're getting old here, Cam. Not Keith Tkachuk, Matthew.
Oh, Matthew Tkachuk's good.
Matthew Tkachuk, another crazy player that just he's been on fire as of late. Yeah. So Matthew Tkachuk, he's got 14 goals. 14th goal in his last 22 games.
He's really heating up.
Yeah, the kid's playing some good hockey right now. I like this lineup, actually, except I'm just really rolling the dice on the goaltending. So my defenseman, Montour, we were talking about it with Colin, $3,300. Barrowicki, only $3,000. He's getting some playing time, though, man. The guy's playing like 20 minutes a night. Speaking of the block shots, you know, he's automatic two block shots on a nightly basis. For $3,000, he's going to get us 2.5, three DK points. Riddich is my goalie, one of the goalies tonight. I'm calling an upset special. And then Marchessault, Johnny Marchessault, $7,200. Awesome. But I like Johnny Hockey tonight, too. And
Johnny Gaudreau's going to have a big game, I feel,
yeah,
it, too.
Yeah, I'm going to put Gaudreau in another lineup. So let's put a lineup together here, guys, on the air here, Tony. People enjoyed that yesterday when I was drafting live on Drafters, too.
You know what's crazy is that I in my tournament lineup tonight, I actually put in a $20 single entry tournament, I put no Vegas players in there because I figured they're going to get the majority there. So I'm going to go one lineup where I have no Vegas players and hopefully get, you know, one or two goals there, and then I can count the cash.
What about the Ducks tonight, Cam? Are the Ducks going to – I think, you know, I was taking a look at Corey Perry, maybe Getzlaffer tonight against Dallas.
The game that I'm starting to think, when I'm thinking about totals in the game, I think the Ottawa-Chicago game is the game that's going to get there. I just got this feeling, like, I could see like a 5-4 hockey game. Chicago can't continue to play as lazily as they had. And Ottawa, on the other hand, you know what? They got some of these guys we're talking about. Brassard's hot. Duchesne. All these guys that they pick up are actually starting to play a lot better. They play a loose style too, right? They got rid of Phaneuf. So basically with Carlson and the rest of the guys, they're all offensive now. You watch an Ottawa game, they press. They're like Golden State in basketball. They like to press. Hey, and that gives odd man chances the other way. And I'll tell you guys something. Just being at the Leafs game last night against the Panthers, Tony Gabe. I've been really noticing these value defensemen that you can get. Like, I was watching the minutes for these guys, and when you're on DraftKings, you get some wicked, wicked guys get 14 minutes a night for, like you said it, Gabe, like $3,000, these underrated guys. This is the time of the season when these other teams are playing these guys that you might not have heard of a lot more. So stay on top of it. Check the minutes, because you can get an absolute steal. Like, Travis Dermott for the Leafs was $3,000. This guy's a machine. He moved up from the sixth defenseman. He's almost like one of their top defensemen now. So it happens. You can get these value defensemen real, real cheap.
All right, so I'm putting a lineup together.
What do you got for me?
I'm going to start off with a piece of these Vegas guys. I understand where Tony's going.
Tony's going contrarian.
Yeah, but I've got a lineup that's already contrarian. I've already got Rittich in the lineup, right? So
Rittich.
All right, so if I'm not taking the Calgary-Vegas game, what about the other goalies? So you're talking Ben Bishop, right?
Yeah, Ben Bishop in the Dallas-Anaheim game, if you think it's going to be low scoring. Tony's got Bishop.
You think Dallas is going to win this game?
I think they could. I lean to Anaheim in a 2-1, 3-2 style hockey game. Very tight.
What's the deal with Gibson tonight?
Gibson's finest? Actually, you know what?
It's official. He's out. Won't dress.
So who?
Ryan Miller.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Miller's the goaltender tonight? Yikes. I really liked the under in that game earlier until you told me that. But we'll see.
Ryan Miller, he's won his last two games.
He's okay. He can be really bad, though, Gabe. But anyway, you never know. Yeah, you said
clock,
it. Yeah, turn back the talk. It's Ryan Miller. It's Miller time.
If I could turn back time, I would have my hair.
No, I like Ray. You know what? You got to do something different. So, and I don't think Ryan Miller is going to be very popular. So throw him in.
Chicago? Is Chicago going to win tonight?
They're going to score goals tonight. I think both teams are, Ottawa and Chicago, but I'm taking Ottawa as a pooch from a betting perspective. I think it's major value at plus 160.
So it's Anton Forsberg this evening.
Forsberg for Chicago? Yikes. Versus my man, Condon. Condon.
You know what? I'm going to roll the dice with Anton Forsberg.
Why not? Sure.
Listen, the Blackhawks, they had that big win the other night, too, didn't they? They racked up 7-8 goals, and then they lost the next game. So
I think maybe they go good.
I think exactly. What am I going to do?
There's three games.
You know? All right. So Anton Forsberg's my goalie. I've got Marchessault. I've got Smith and Perron. So I have Riley Smith. I'm going big with Vegas. I got to get Johnny Hockey in here.
Yeah, you've got to find a way to get Goudreau in there. He's that guy's lethal.
What do you think, Tony?
What do you like? You like Johnny Hockey, Tony?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually have him in one of my cash game lineups.
Nice. See, Tony approves. Tony, I was going to tease the other people, too. Your golf lineup is looking absolutely delectable. You got a couple really
good. Yeah, Cam's got a golf lineup.
Actually, I got two golf lineups, one with the high price guys and one with mid guys. After the break, we break down hockey. Huh. Tony, we'll talk a little golf, too, because I really like
where
you're going.
European flavor coming up.
So do I. My team, I got a lot of Europe in my lineup.
It always only takes you like 30 seconds to go through your lineup.
I'll go a little bit slower.
Well, we've got 3 minutes. You can jump into it now if you want.
Yeah, really? I was going to, okay, I'll give you a golf lineup if you'd like.
Yeah, jump into your golf lineup.
Okay, and I have golf bets, but I'm going to go to my golf lineup right now. Let's see what we got here. I know I got a couple guys. I know Tony had a couple crazy guys, but I'm going to give you my first one, Gabe, with a high-priced item being Tyrell Hatton. Hatton is a guy that it's going to be interesting on DraftKings because he played in Europe, but his results in Europe have been really, really strong. So Ty Hatton is $9,500. He's my high-ticket item. Guys, I'm going next with Russell Knock Knock knocking on heaven's door. Russell Knox at $9,000 always seems to play well in the Florida swing. I absolutely like the price, but this is a steal. Brian Harmon, the Georgia Bulldog at $8,900. This guy's been rested. He's ready to rock, and he was a top five machine before he took time off. Love him. Daniel Berger, $8,800. He's been in the final in this tournament before, losing to Padraig Harrington in a playoff. That is a steal at $8,800. And my two, hey, Tony, bargain bin, the Cincata Special, steam shrimps for 88 cents on your platter. Billy Horschel, chomp, 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 the Florida Gator. He's $7,100, dirt cheap at 115-1 on the betting board. And Blaine the Barber. The Baba, $6,700. Blaine Barber, one tournament, Gabe, at the Bear Trap at the Honda Classic, third place. He's $6,700, one of the cheaper players. Blair, he could be a real star tonight.
I told people in Gabe's YouTube chat the other night to go Billy Horschel and take a shot there because he owns Florida, man.
He does. He's a Gator. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Yeah, you like Billy Horschel, don't you?
I do. I'm a big Billy Horschel guy. He's actually a great value play.
Cicada deserves some credit, man, nailing the...
Bubba Watson last week? Damn right.
Dinwiddie. Called Dinwiddie to win the skills competition.
Wow. Oh, God.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Once again, we got our favorite song.
You love? Know what Gabe loves, Tony, more than anything in life? Horns.
Yeah, I can tell.
Honestly, if you really want to get him happy, come to a party, bring a couple of guys who play like trumpets and trombones, and yeah, watch his
I like jazz, and I like New Orleans style horns.
No, you just like meh, 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 meh.
Yeah, I don't like Doc Martin and, it's this type of Mighty Boss toned horns.
Show up with Huey Lewis in the news.
I love Huey Lewis in the news.
I want a new drug.
I want a new drug, Tony. What is it, buddy? Steam shrimp.
He's touring this year. 68 years old. Getting it done.
I just threw another. He's like you, Tony. 68, getting it done.
69, dinner for two. That's what I'm saying. Here's my call.
Did you read, Tony? Did you read the Dallas Mavericks stuff?
Oh yeah. That's a problem. Mark Cuban, come on, keep your eye on the prize. I give Cuban credit, because nobody ever just says, you know what, we effed up here. And you know what? What can he say? When a guy admits he's wrong, he made a mistake.
Yeah, I think he's full of it though. He's a guy I had no idea. Come on, Mark Cuban knows everything.
No. I think he see today he kind of didn't really say that. He said, you know, we should have dealt with this.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And you know, to his credit, I don't think he's been around the Dallas Mavericks since he started that show Shark Tank. He's more concerned with Shark Tank than he is Shark Tank. You know, that's what he's doing with the Mavericks, tanking. But anyways, so listen, I just threw together a lineup here. I mixed it up a little bit. Nice lineup here we've got. Monahan, all right? Monahan's been on fire. He's worthy putting in here. You guys better be right about Tyler Seguin.
Penguin.
Penguin.
Tyler Seguin. It goes both ways, though, Tony. I remember when I was in Montreal, I was doing the Canadian stuff. And Guy Hebert was the goalie of the Ducks.
What, Guy Herbert?
Yeah, so Guy Hebert was in Montreal, and the Montreal media was very excited to talk to him, and they started firing him off questions in French. And he was like, sorry, guys, I don't speak French, sorry. And they were like, well, mais ton nom, you say Guy Hebert, your name is Guy Hebert, which is as French name as you can get. And he's like, no, I'm from Michigan, and you know, it's Guy Herbert.
Yeah, Guy Herbert.
His name's not Guy Herbert, but
it's Guy Herbert.
Yeah, it's like Bobby Hebert.
Yeah, exactly.
True. Yeah, like exactly. Bobby Hebert had a French name, like exactly. That. You know, Bobby Hebert, Cajun, but he didn't speak French. You know, it's like Guy Hebert. Yeah, he's got the French name, but he's not. You know what it is, though. Why do they name him Guy?
Should be Guy.
No, but there's no would American. It's a French name, Guy Lafleur. Guillaume. That's what Guy stands for. Guillaume. Yes. Like, who names what American names their Guy?
Maybe they had French ancestry.
Yeah. Well, that's how you said goalie in the NHL. You'd assume.
Guy Lombardo. He could play hockey and he could, strike a band.
Okay, so I got Monahan. I got Sagan. I've got Johnny Hockey, Johnny Goudreau. I've got Jerko.
Jerko.
We didn't talk about some Jerko chicken.
Yeah, Jerko.
Jerko. I say Jerko chicken, Tony. I'm assuming he's thinking jerk. You got something else for us when we say Jerko, Tony?
No, we do jerk chicken out here, and we get.
I'm thinking. I always think like half Jerko. Price.
Jerko.
Get off half price. Yeah. That's good. This is the David Cone special of the night. See, Tony gets that.
You know what's crazy about that?
If you don't recall, years ago, David Cone was accused of Tyler Jerkoing in the
spanking the monkey
in the bullpen of all places.
Yeah, you know what's crazy about that? That's what happened to Louis C.K. Right? He got. Like, he's part of this whole sexual thing where he invited the women to his room, and he didn't do anything with them. He wanted them to watch him as he performed that act. Why do guys want to do that? Like, that's the whole thing. Like, shouldn't they get help?
I agree, Tony. Or do it in private.
Well, I don't know. Or I don't know. They could have left the room.
You could do it in.
That's what I keep saying. Did they leave?
It's like, well, you know. Exactly. Like,
if he's on his back, he's not going to stop you.
If I whip it out right now, what's Cam going to do? He's going to look the other way. He's going to go see a game. He's going to walk out, and he's going to text someone. He's going to go, I can't believe Reggie just pulled it out.
Reggie just whipped out his hog. He's going to go, right in the middle of GTD.
Cam's going to go, come on. He's going to go, come on, Gabe, what are you doing? Exactly. Like these other people, they stand and they watch, and then they're offended after, Tony.
Yeah, you ripped out your trousers, snake. We're still here.
All right.
What's going on?
I said Tyler Jerko. I meant Thomas.
Thomas Jerko.
Yeah, I was talking about Sagan before.
That's good.
Tyler.
It happens.
Tyler.
Next.
All right, let me blast through the line. We'll get to Tony's golf lineup here. Then our best bets of the day. It's a good lineup. Monahan, Sagan, Goudreau, Jerko, David Perron, Borowicki, Montour, Anton Forsberg is my goalie in the Blackhawks, and Marchessault, utility. Nice lineup. I entered $10.
Ooh, nice. Hey,
$10.
Yeah, that's a big. If he wins, he'll get more than a medium pizza.
Tony, I tried to enter another one. It filled up again.
Oh,
I had to enter another $10 one. Yeah, all these guys. Yeah, there you go. There's the other. Oh. all these guys, Tony. You know, they're filling it up tomorrow. The NBA will be back. These hockey ones won't be filling
up. It's
going
to be tumbleweed tomorrow when the NBA comes back.
All right, looking forward to the NBA coming back tomorrow, too. All right, Tony, what do you got for golf?
I'm going with Alex Noren. I've got a heavy. Here's the thing. Wind's supposed to be 15 to 20 miles an hour in this tournament this coming weekend. 15 to 20 mile an hour winds. So this gives me an advantage on the European golfers here. The golfers in Europe usually, as Cam was talking about earlier in the show, they hit the ball lower because they play a link-style golf, which is close to the ocean. There's a lot more wind involved, and there's a lot more situations where they have bad weather. I'm actually going to feature three European golfers. I'm going to go with Noren, I'm going to go with Tyler Hatton, and I'm going to go with Tommy Fleetwood. Three big money guys there, 9,400, 9,500, 10,100. Ryan Palmer played well last week. I'm going to go with the hot guy at 7,300. Derek Fathauer played great last week, was in the mix until Sunday when he shot at 7,400. And then Billy Horschel at 7,100.
I got one for you, Tony. Saw's big ticket items, too. My other quick one, Gabe, because we got to some other stuff, though. But this is the one without Hatton. I got Brian Harman at 8,900, Daniel Berger at 8,800, Jason Duffner, hey, Duffman, 8,600. And now the Europeans, Rafa Cabrera-Bale. Watch out for him to actually win the tournament, too, in my betting six-pack, 8,100. Hello, Martin Keimer, $88,000. And Emiliano Grillo, the Argentine, lives in the area, an absolute stud. Take him. He's actually 100-1 in the tournament.
I like Grillo a lot this week too, and he's a guy there. I have a balanced lineup for the people out there. So the lowest golfer is 7,800. The highest is 8,800. Daniel Berger hits it straight and not long, 8,800. Duffner, straight and not long, 8,600. Kevin Kistner, straight and not long, 8,500. Ollie Snyderjans, 8,400. All he does is make the cut every week. Louis Oosthuizen loves this type of environment, 7,900. And Florida's own Bud Cauley lives out here in Jacksonville. He's going to get it done at 7,800.
We love Bud Cauley. Bud Cauley's
Bud Cauley, baby.
That's my guy, Bud.
Bud Cauley.
Remember Bud from Married with Children, Tony?
Yeah, that's right, Bud.
Yes.
I told. I want to ask you, Tony. I want to get into my best bets too. I told Cam earlier. I saw this story today. Cardano was tweeting about this. Baseball is kicking the tires on no batting order in the ninth. So, yes. Like, you know, ninth inning, doesn't matter. Oh, you know, damn, man, we got our sixth, seventh, and eighth guy. They all hit 218 coming up. This sucks. No, you could just throw Stanton, Judge, and Sanchez out there if you wanted. You know, what's your take on this, Tony?
I absolutely love this. It'll bring the manager back into managing baseball. They don't sleep through the game, and they have to wake up in the ninth inning. And wow. Everybody will stick around to the ninth inning. It'll never happen because baseball has the purest of fans. They're all worried about the records.
I know, but they're shaking it up now. They're going to
I know. I want to see something different. I think. Like,
right, how about this? They're not going to do that one because people will flip. That'll be like, nah, it's too extreme. But they do this in the World Cup of Baseball. They do it in the Olympics. Yes. They're doing it in minor leagues now. Extra innings. You start with runners on first and second. Like or dislike it, Tony?
Dislike that. I dislike that because I think that distorts the stats worse because we already have guys on
base. Why the players are going to go for it.
Yeah, good.
Because there's more hitters than pitchers, so the union's going to go, yeah, we can live with this. A, our numbers will be higher. B, we won't have to play 14 inning games in the sun in St. Louis. They're going to go for that. I don't think they go for the other one. I like where you're going with it. I see your aspect of it. It keeps it intriguing. You know, it brings the fan debate in. I can't believe, man, they didn't bat. They didn't send up Judge there. He's, he's 6-for-16 against this guy, right? It does.
And then if you said Judge, do you bat him third? Do you bat him fourth?
Yeah, like managers like would hate it. You know, it's almost like a shootout, Cam, in soccer. It's like, like in Portugal, they always get pissed.
I know.
Like sometimes, like, do you save Ronaldo for last? Or does he go first? Like what happens if, you know what I mean, you need him
I
later.
Must like him first because the longer it goes, the more pressure they're going to feel.
Yeah, but it's always that debate. And it becomes you're right, Tony. Managers will be the one, but managers don't have a say in this. So managers would be the one. That's their nightmare because they'd get grilled after on that, Tony, right? How did you hell not? Why didn't you bat Anthony Rizzo there? You know, how did you do that? You know, Bryant was 0-for-17 against this pitcher. The best Tony ever when I covered the Expos. Remember Rocky Biddle?
Yes, I remember Rocky Biddle.
Yeah. Rocky Biddle was a reliever with the White Sox and the Expos. He was all right sometimes. He blew a lot of games.
He actually wasn't all right. He was pretty average to below
average. I'm being nice when I say
that. Yeah, you are. You're being real nice.
Yeah, I'm being nice.
Rocky Biddle was nuts.
So anyway, Frank Robinson left Rocky Biddle in the game, Tony, all right? So to face off against somebody, Biddle blew the game. After the game, we're in Frank Robinson's office, and somebody in the media says to Frank Robinson, Frank, can you walk us through the decision to leave Rocky Biddle out there considering, that Frank Thomas was, 9-of-13 in his career against him. I don't know if it was Frank Thomas, but he said the player and then the stat. Frank Robinson stopped and got all mad. He's like, how do you know that? And the guy in the media goes, how do I know what? He goes, how do you know he's 9-for-13? He goes, you're making that up. And he's like, he goes, no, I'm not making it up. And he goes, where did you get that? He's like, you keep the stats yourself? And the guy in the media goes, oh, well, Frank, they're in the pregame notes that they hand out to everybody. And then Frank Robinson looks at him and goes, where did you get that? And he's like, let me see this. And he's looking at it like he's never seen this concept in his life before, Tony. Like some of these baseball managers really don't know this stuff. I'm not lying, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
That's garbage. I don't want to hear that crap.
Ryan Sandberg had to be fired and Kirk Gibson. Those two teams, out of those two managers, were last in Major League Baseball in shifts. They didn't understand the concept. They didn't even know it. They didn't have charts. They had nothing because they were old school and they played it by feel. You know what? Your team sucks.
Kirk Gibson,
and baseball's passed you by.
Kirk Gibson's like idea is a shift. You know, Kirk would get pissed probably. I don't know how he didn't catch that. I would have caught that. You know what I mean? Gibson's just thinking these guys suck. Like, Gibson was a bad manager because he was a nut job.
Yeah.
He thinks
hardcore players sometimes don't make great managers.
Yeah, hockey's been slow with analytics as well. All right, let me rattle off some bets here because I put some work in on this.
Sure did, buddy.
I got some good notes. We've been actually doing well.
We're kicking ass lately.
Yeah, we've been doing well with our picks. All right, here we go. Georgia Bulldogs +4. Georgia Bulldogs plus a four.
I like that.
Playing good
too.
Basketball right now. They're 10-2 against the spread. Their last 12 trips to the Cockhouse.
Like it.
When they're getting, you know, 12.
Last, they do good against the Cocks.
Yeah. Last 12 times they played against South Carolina. In South Carolina, they're 10-2 against the spread. Cam, you're a great pick by you last week with Georgetown.
Thank you.
The points. I'm doing it again tonight. Georgetown plus six and over 159. Georgetown are on a roll. They've covered five straight basketball games in a row. They're 6-1 to the over in their last seven. Xavier 5-1 to the over in their last six. Give me Georgetown plus the six and over 159. Give me Michigan plus the four. How about this? Michigan and Penn State, Tony, they've gone over the number 10 straight times that they have played each other. Last 5 years, two times a year, every game has gone over. North Carolina have scored 82 or more points in five straight basketball games. Give me the North Carolina-Syracuse game to go over 144. Seton Hall and Providence. Seton Hall on a 5-0 overrun right now. Villanova and DePaul over 154. Villanova 7-1 of the over in their last eight games. DePaul 3-1 of the over in their last three. Give me the Florida Gators plus the four against the Volunteers. Gators are 10-3-1 against the spread as dogs versus the Tennessee Volunteers. Bad spot for the Texas Longhorns. Wildcats 9-2 against the spread if Texas won the previous game before. And finally, Battle of Alabama.
Iron Court.
Sure. I am Iron Court. Give me the Bama plus eight. What do you got, kid?
I got something for you. It's called the Honda Classic six-pack for betting. We got Tommy Fleetwood Mac at 28-1. Ty Hatton, 30-1. Daniel Berger time at 50-1. Russell knocking on heaven door. He's 50-1. RCB. That's Rafa Cabrera Bayo at 55-1. And this one's going to be a lot of fun for you guys. Kiradash Afabarnrat. He's 110-1, and so is Grillo. Hey, that's what we're going to do. Emiliano Grillo and Barnrat, one of these guys, Gabe. It's going to be a great day at the Honda Classic.
What are you going to be laying down on tonight, Tony?
I'll tell you what, the Florida Gators are the best college basketball team to lose 10 games this season. So absolutely take them getting the 4 points. I'll tell you what, it's there. And you know what? If you want to take a guy that I think the odds are great in golf this week, we talked about Billy Horschel either. Adam Scott's not playing well, and the odds are way up there, and he's too cheap on DraftKings. I don't have a lot of exposure to him, but I'll throw a couple chuckles down on Adam Scott. I think he's underpriced tonight. And I also like Kevin Kisner. Yeah.
I like that Kisner play. I'm going with the Ottawa Senators plus 160 as my NHL dirty pooch. I got a weird feeling.
Yeah, my two golf picks will be Kevin Kisner, 55-1, and Tommy Fleetwood back. Tell me lies. Sweet little lies. 21.
Does your fantasy team suck? Maybe you need us, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.